This week on the Federalist Radio Hour.
It's almost impossible for us to know what the exact cost, and it's hard for us to say that's exactly what was happening in Uvalde, but it's likely that this is affecting the way that police do their jobs.
Subscribe to The Federalist on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everybody. Good morning. Happy Wednesday.
You guys, quick reminder, because it's going to be our last reminder of the week since we are on vacation after today's show until Monday for just 2 days, just Thursday and Friday. You guys are going to be fine.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's it. That right now it's 50% off any and all Nutrisystem plans. Let me just give you an example. So, right, they've got a basic plan. They've got like a medium version plan called Uniquely Yours. They've got the Uniquely Yours Max plan, which has like more choices in terms of the meals that you get. They've got a partner plan, which is really cool, where you like, you know, you sign up with a spouse maybe, or like your best friend, and you do things together. And then they even have a plan for people who have like a significant amount of weight to lose. And it doesn't matter which of those plans you choose. They are all 50% off when you go to Nutrisystem.com/chicks right now, Nutrisystem.com/chicks, 50% off any of the plans, you guys, any of them.
It's fantastic. Try the skillet meals. I like the skillet meals. I mean, I like those because they're easy and it makes it look like you can cook, you know, for somebody like me who can't do it. That's something that I've always loved. Seriously, I just wanted to throw that in because those are really, really yummy. And they're really fantastic for people like me who don't know how to use a kitchen.
But then you feel like so like cooky.
You feel very, yeah, very cooky and fancy and Martha Stewart-y. And you're like, look at me in the kitchen. Oh my God, I'm doing the things. And then also check out our deep dive this week, because I think it's going to drop today. We did it yesterday. We talked all about dating in the present day. And we used a story, teen dating, not so much about old people like us, but teen dating and sort of the ups and downs and all the little things that go into dating with kids these days and how it differs so much from when we were kids. And I think you guys will enjoy that one because we had a lot of fun talking about it yesterday. Mm-hmm. Definitely check it out.
Also, you guys, we're just what, like 8 weeks out, not even, from our meet and greet happening in just outside of Tampa in September. It is a sold out event, but we wanted to just give some massive props very quickly to what is now our title sponsor, Genucel, which you've heard us talking about before, genucel.com/chicks. You can get amazing skincare products at huge discounts when you go to genucel.com/chicks. They are our title sponsor. And get this, they're going to be samples for everyone that's coming. Everyone that's coming, get some samples. Oh, and remind me next week. Remind me when we're back. I got the best testimonial ever from our friend Morgan, who like put off trying Genucel forever. And then she finally did it and she's like blown away. So I'm
now she's in love.
Share that. Oh yeah. I'm going to share that email with everybody next week.
I love it.
But right now, we got some news to get to, you guys. Some news. There were a couple of breaking stories yesterday that are both covered in the clip that I'm about to show you from Fox. The first is that, and you probably have already heard these two breaking stories, but the way that they're talked about together, I thought was extra interesting. The first is that Trump is now officially being investigated criminally by Biden's Department of Justice. That doesn't look like shady at all, right? And at the same time, the Department of Justice and the FBI have been absolutely hiding and squelching any stories or information about Hunter Biden.
Huh. This is just unbelievable. I know, they're so corrupt. And I would imagine if you asked the average American, like, how do you feel about those institutions? They would be like, oh, they're corrupt AF, right? I mean, this is the thing. Nobody has a lot of faith in those institutions, which is so sad. It's so very sad.
Well, that and the CDC and the NIA, like every institution that we have held up as being credible and trustworthy, their reputations are in the toilet right now because of all of the politicization that they have done over the past.
Well, because of Democrats. Years. Because of Democrats. Mm-hmm. It's like Democrats have infiltrated all of these institutions and screwed them up. And made them so we can't trust them. It's not okay.
I mean, it's not okay.
Right.
It's not okay. So here is, I think her name is Brooke something or other from Fox, talking about both of these stories.
Credible whistleblowers have come forward to Republican Senator Chuck Grassley, alleging a widespread effort within the FBI to downplay and discredit negative information about Hunter Biden. And that's according to a scathing letter Grassley wrote to FBI Director Christopher Wray and Attorney General Merrick Garland. He writes, quote, "The allegations provided to his office appear to indicate that there was a scheme in place among certain FBI officials to undermine derogatory information connected to Hunter Biden by falsely suggesting it was disinformation." Grassley zeroes in on one particular player, FBI agent Timothy Tybalt, who he claims may have improperly swayed the criminal investigation into the president's son. Grassley writes that the information he has received, quote, "reveals that Tybalt's political partisanship impacted his official decision-making on sensitive public corruption investigations." One of those investigations reportedly being a newly opened probe into the Trump administration, which Grassley believes is driven by partisan politics.
Do you think?
Yeah, it's crazy. And then it's like, meanwhile, he got Hunter just like, it's like every 5 seconds, he's coming out with a new video of smoking crack and being with the prostitute. It's like, you can't, it's like, you know, they're in the background. Merrick Garland is like, can you just tone that down? Could you just not, for like 5 seconds, can you not videotape yourself doing something illegal? Come on, dude.
Well, I don't know why it trickles out. Like, I mean, they've had the hard drive forever. Just do it like a WikiLeaks dump, right? Like, just put it all online at once. People can like see it. I don't know why they just keep like dripping it
giving
out.
Giving us bites. Yeah. Yeah.
Just let it all out, man. What is, I don't understand why they're doing it this way. It makes no
well,
sense.
And he probably still does it. You know, he's probably right now filming himself smoking crack with a prostitute. You know, this is what he does.
In like one of those tanks, in a sensory deprivation tank.
Right. Or in a sauna somewhere in his house. He's just like, I'm just going to, he films himself constantly 24/7. This guy is a sociopath. I swear.
Oh my God.
Yeah. We don't want to see that, Hunter. We don't want to see you going to the bathroom. We don't want to see it.
Thank you. But no. Jesse Waters and Katie Pavlich were also talking about just the potential fallout from this entire criminal investigation or criminal probe into the Trump administration. I don't know how many times they can continue to probe him and then come up short in terms of being able to have anything like that tangible that they can charge him with. But man, do they ever keep trying. Here's Katie and Jesse.
If Joe Biden's attorney general indicted Donald Trump, who would be running against Joe Biden for president?
It would look really bad. It would look corrupt. I mean, the Department of Justice and the FBI have been politicized and used as a political weapon against Republicans for years on end now. It would certainly not look good to the American people. And when you look at polling for the FBI and law enforcement institutions on the federal level, the American people have some pretty big questions about the way that their power has been abused, specifically when it comes to how they treated Donald Trump.
All right.
Yeah, it's been totally weaponized. Absolutely. I mean, we've seen it for years and nobody trusts them. Isn't that a terrible thing?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, and then it's like the DOJ, they've come after moms who question, just conservative moms who want to question, you know, how schools are educating their children. Oh my God. How dare we even question, you know, whether or not we agree with, you know, CRT and things like that in our schools. You can't do that because then you're put on some sort of a list.
You're a domestic terrorist.
Yeah, exactly. And when that starts happening, you're like, what is going on in this country? What is happening? And then they won't dare go after some crack smoking whack job who films himself with maybe underage prostitutes. That's totally fine. But me as a mom, you know, who wants to talk about CRT and stuff like that, I'm a domestic terrorist. This is America.
Well, I'm glad that you know your place.
Right. I'll be over here.
Oh my God. Kamala Harris is getting a rash of crap online right now for her introduction to herself at a council or a forum or a panel or a discussion that she was having with some disability advocate group. Okay. So people are freaking out because this is the new thing. We've seen this on TV shows from time to time and like super leftist outlets who, whenever they conduct a meeting, they introduce themselves with their pronouns and then describe their own physical appearance. And so ostensibly that is to help anyone who may be blind in the audience get a visual picture of who is speaking. Like that's supposedly why they do this. Now, why they do the pronoun thing,
this is the thing. This is real life now. Like we have to go through this introduction where it's like, I'm a she, her, I'm wearing a blue suit. I'm like, we've come to the point where like, we have to accept this as normal and it's so ridiculous. Like, it just sounds ridiculous, you know?
It is ridiculous.
There have to be blind people out there that are like, this is ridiculous.
Well, and there have to be blind people who have been blind from birth who have no idea when she says she's in a blue dress, what blue means. Like, why would they know blue? You know what I mean?
And if she's going to say I'm in a blue dress, I'd rather her just say, okay, like just, I want your weight. I want your height. I want your eye color, your skin color, your hair color. And then, you know what I mean? Just describe, because blue dress means if I were blind, I'm going to picture myself like I can't. You telling me that you're in a blue dress doesn't really give me a visual indication of what you look like. You know what I mean? Yeah. Give me everything or give me nothing. That's the way I look at it.
The whole dress thing is just so pointless.
I think it's dumb.
Do like Rocky and Mask and use the rocks, throw them at her head. Do you remember that scene from The Mask? From Cher?
Yeah.
And Laura Dern?
Vaguely.
Well, and that's my point, right? Is that Laura Dern, who was blind from birth, Rocky was trying to tell her what the colors were, right? And he was like, oh, that's red or that's blue. And she's like, Rocky, I don't know what that means. I've been blind my whole life. So how would I know what blue looks like? I have no idea. So then he used ice in her hand to try to make her visualize the color of blue. He put like something hot in her hand to make her visualize red. It was this whole scene.
Right.
But I thought about that when she's describing her dress. I'll play the clip really quick so people can see her doing this.
Good afternoon. I want to welcome these leaders for coming in to have this very important discussion about some of the most pressing issues of our time. I am Kamala Harris. My pronouns are she and her. I am a woman sitting at the table wearing a blue suit. And
so that's how they do things now. I mean,
and it's also interesting. It's also interesting to me how all of a sudden she knows that she's a woman and that like since when?
Well, she knows she's a woman. She just can't define woman. She knows she is one. She just can't give you a definition.
This is the thing. And then the she, her, and the pronouns, and it's like, God, just, these people are exhausting. Every day it's just something, you know? So, I'm honestly surprised that she said woman too.
I mean, it's just, she can say it, but like the second you ask her, tell me what that means and just watch the freak out.
What were the most pressing issues of our time? Do we know what those were? Do we know?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Probably like Trans Awareness Day or something.
If it was trans awareness, I feel like, you know, we have people that are people are dying at the border. We have, you know, fentanyl that's coming over our border. It's the biggest killer of 18 to 44 year olds right now. That's kind of pressing. She's not handling that. And she was tasked to do that. That's kind of pressing.
That is very pressing. That and inflation and like the prices of everything. Those are like very, very pressing issues for crying out loud. Quick reminder, you guys, Acre Gold. If you have not, or if you have thought about maybe like expanding your financial portfolio to include actual physical gold, this is a great way to do it. And that is through Acre Gold, which allows you to do it as kind of a layaway plan. Like instead of forking over you know, a big pile of money to buy yourself a bar of gold for whatever market value of gold is today. You don't have to do that. You can pay as you go. You can pay $50 a month. You could pay $100 a month, even $250 a month if you want to. And then as you earn or as you meet the price threshold of the gold, it just gets shipped right to your door. And then you can save it in your very own safe or your very own deposit box at the bank, if people still do that, or wherever. But the point is, you can have and hold it. And it's just a nice hedge against the market. So it's one thing to have your money invested, you know, and diversified across several different funds, but it's a whole other thing to actually include some physical precious metals in your portfolio too. It's just one more way to diversify. And it's something that we thought was really cool in terms of the subscription service, because I don't know any other gold companies that do that. So check out all the details. It's getacregold.com/chicks. And you can start investing today.
Yep, definitely. And make sure that you guys are checking out our website too, chicksonright.com. Bookmark it, go there every day. We have great content, fantastic writers, chicksonright.com.
CPAC Chairman Matt Schlapp explains why firing Nancy Pelosi and winning the midterms needs to be our white hot focus, or 2024 might not even matter. I'm Bill Walton. On the latest edition of The Bill Walton Show, Matt and I also discuss how a small number of leftists are ruining our corporations and institutions, and why conservative ideas are better because they work and they make us happy. Follow The Bill Walton Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, you guys, Chris Cuomo. So the other day, we played a little teaser video from his new podcast. Well, it turns out there's bigger projects in the works for Chris Cuomo. He appeared with Dan Abrams on News Nation last night, and Dan Abrams was talking about all of his new ventures, but also asking him some pointed questions about the whole scandal with CNN, with his brother, with all of that. And so Chris Cuomo is just a ridiculous person. I think we can all agree on how ridiculous of a person he is. But the way that he tries to pretend as though he's having any introspection, some self-reflection about what he's gone through, it's so insincere. Because our society is one that rewards terrible behavior, News Nation is offering him, or has offered him, a primetime show on their network. So pretty soon, I'm not sure when it starts, but pretty soon we're going to see Chris Cuomo having his own primetime show again. And the clip that I have is of Dan asking him about the whole scandal at CNN. Here is what Chris said about that.
What did you tell CNN about your involvement in those conversations? Did you say to them right at the outset, hey, guys, I just want you to know I'm going to be talking to my brother a lot through this process?
It was known. Now, as you said, there's litigation. I want to respect it. But the reason I'm shy on this subject is not just pro forma because there's litigation. I really believe that I have to focus on things that I think are helpful to people. And I learned something during this period. I have been obsessed with what happened, when, what was known, and there are a lot of facts that I believe are going to come out. I've also learned that they are largely only important to me, Dan, in terms of what I want people to think and how I want people to feel and how I want them to see me. That's about me. I don't think that it's helpful to a lot of other people. So, yes, there's litigation going on. But I'm telling you, I never lied and there were no secrets.
I just find him so repulsive. I can't.
You mean you're not turned on by his guns?
At any moment, I expect him to rip his jacket and his shirt off and start flexing at any moment and start oiling himself up. That's just what I just expect him to start doing that at any moment. he's that guy. You know what I mean?
He is that guy. Oh,
he's the guy that like does his workout every day and videotapes it for people. He's that guy.
Oh, for
on
sure.
Instagram. He's that guy. And he's like, you guys check out my protein powder. This is what I use every day.
Why are they giving him a show? Why do we do this?
Well, what is News Nation? Should I know what that is? What is that? am I supposed to know what that is? I'm sorry. I don't really watch that.
It is an up and coming platform, kind of similar to Newsmax, I guess. It's kind of like that. And so, you know,
what do they, which way do they have to lean one way or the other? Because everybody does. Which way do they lean?
For example, our old radio buddies, Hammer and Nigel, appear there quite frequently.
Okay.
So I don't know if maybe they are trying to be the super balanced network. I don't know.
Okay. All right. I've not really watched a lot of them. Congratulations on being up and coming. That's great. I love it. I like seeing more of that. And that's cool. If they're balanced, that's great. It's just that I feel like nowadays everybody has a slant, right?
Yeah.
Everybody. I just have not seen a lot of that. But I mean, it seems like the kind of person who would demand a lot of money. That's why I'm like, wow, that's, you know, that seems like a big paycheck to get, or somebody who would demand a big paycheck from somebody who, from a network that I've not watched a lot of. So that,
right.
That's a, you know.
Maybe he's not worried about money because he's fully expecting to get every last cent of the $125 million he is suing CNN for. And so he doesn't care as much.
He just wants the attention.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's right.
Okay.
Okay. Moving on away from Chris Cuomo, because honestly, he doesn't deserve any more of our attention. We should mention really quickly that there has been an official Meghan McCain replacement announced for The View, and it is that Alyssa Farah Griffin chick.
God, that took forever.
I know. Well, and her name takes forever to say.
Alyssa Farah Griffin. Farah Griffin.
Yeah.
Is that two words? Is that like, you know, like Amy Jo Clark, or is that?
I think it's like Amy Jo Clark.
Okay. So Farah is like her middle name. Griffin's her last name. It's not like, yeah. Farah Griffin. Okay.
No, I think it's like her middle name. I don't know. I don't know her, so I could be totally wrong.
Well, I give her 6 months.
Well, I don't know how conservative she is either. Like, I question anybody that is considered conservative by The View. You know what I mean? Like, they have a very low standard.
Yeah, is Anna Navarro.
Exactly.
She's not a conservative. Yeah, right. This is the thing. They don't want a conservative on the show. They want somebody who's going to shake their head and then every once in a while say something that sounds Republican, but is not. They mm-hmm. don't want a conservative on that show. They do not want another point of view. They don't. They do not want dissent on that horrible, horrible show.
Horrible, horrible show.
Yeah. And why would you want to work on it with that just swarm of hornets? Why? It just seems...
Know.
Horrible. That this seems so horrible. He's upset.
Oh my gosh, he's talking.
I know, he's upset because I mentioned The View, and so he immediately was like, oh my god, mom, you're talking about Joy Behar, and then he started whining. You know, he's upset.
Oh my god,
we've upset Cash, right? Sorry, you
he's
guys
mad. He's like, I'm just going to stand here until you change the subject. Okay, Cash, we're changing the subject right now. You can calm down because we're about to show a Tucker clip that was like the greatest Tucker clip ever from last night. If you guys missed it, he was making fun of Mayor Pete in the most glorious, delicious way. So I've got that. I think it's a little bit longer than normal, but not terribly long because this is just the best part. You ready? Here we go.
Yes. Thank goodness.
So it was just 3 or 4 years ago, you could kind of get on a plane and fly wherever you wanted in the country fairly cheaply with the expectation the plane would take off and land pretty much on time. That was the case for, I don't know, 50 years in the United States. Have you flown recently? If you have, you know, that's changed a lot. So we thought it'd be worth checking in at the Department of Transportation, which oversees all of this. Mayor Pete, who runs it, is back from breastfeeding, and he's out with a major announcement. And that announcement is striking fear into world leaders globally. Here's what Mayor Pete said.
You've probably been hearing a good deal about how the Department of Transportation is using President Biden's bipartisan infrastructure law to modernize our transportation systems. Today, we are thrilled to announce the launch of Momentum, our department's new initiative to help countries around the world learn from our best practices and expertise in planning and modernizing transportation infrastructure.
How out of touch are these people? How completely detached from reality are they? Well, Mayor Pete is telling us that he's been so successful, he's going to, quote, help countries around the world learn from our best practices and expertise in transportation infrastructure. Now, that sounds like a promise, but actually, it's a threat. Anyone who's ever been in a subway system in a big American city knows just how scary that threat is. In New York City, for example, the biggest subway system, rats are now sliding down poles all the time. It's on video. Ooh, there's a rat. Passengers, meanwhile, pulling slip and slides inside subway cars to twerk. You're seeing that footage on your screen right now. This is actually happening. Just today, one of our producers on the New York City subway going to work, in the span of just 90 seconds, he saw a man urinating on the mezzanine. He also saw a woman wearing a face mask, of course, writing F the police on the wall. So this is a success that Mayor Pete wants to export to the rest of the world.
Yeah, it's just disgusting. And then he went on to show, like, here's a the difference between us and places like, you know, Japan and Korea. And he showed their transit systems. And like, if you look at Japan, oh my God, you guys, you could lick the floors. I mean, it's crazy. Everybody is like sitting quietly and being respectful of one another. And it's super clean. And it's like, yeah, and then he's saying that we should just be like displaying our best practices and trying to push those onto other countries. Okay, like give me a break.
Oh my God.
You may want to take all the seats, Mayor Pete. Yeah.
And did you hear the part at the very beginning where he like said, Mayor Pete, recently returning from breastfeeding, released this...
I know. I swear. I know. It's the greatest. I mean, these people are so completely out of touch on so many different things. They live in their little Washington bubble. They think they're great. They think they're making a difference. Meanwhile, you know, from a transportation perspective, have you looked around, you idiot? I mean, look at how expensive gas is. Look at he thinks that we're all going to go out and buy a Tesla. No. I mean, it's this guy is a joke. He's a complete joke. He couldn't even run South Bend. I mean, he's a joke. It's just funny. Yep.
I loved that segment.
And they think he's going to run for president, you know?
And they like it. Like, Democrats now have him in the lead above Biden and well above Kamala. He is their golden boy. Him and Gavin Newsom.
Because he ticks a box. He's another one of those box tickers. He'd be the first gay man, right? He would be. And they love that. Democrats love that. They're like, oh my God, he'd be the first. It would be great. Yay.
Why does this matter to them so much?
Because it does. It just, I don't know, because Democrats, they are all about that.
We're getting so carried away that I almost forgot to mention that MyPillow is still holding their slippers and moccasins super mega sale. And I know you're probably seeing Mike Lindell on TV. He's got commercials there too, where he is telling you when these are gone, they are gone forever. So you don't want to miss out on getting like the most comfortable slippers or moccasins of your entire life when they're at this sale price. We're talking $90 off for either the slippers or moccasins. And they're like four layers of kitten fur squeezy technology goodness. Now, he won't call it that. We will, because we know the truth, Mike Lindell. We're on to you.
Also, listen, I'm going to put my tree up in September. I'm putting my Christmas tree up, which means that I'm going to start buying Christmas presents. You guys should start buying them too. It is never too early to start buying Christmas presents. And you know everybody wants slippers for Christmas. So get them.
Get them. Get them now. MyPillow.com/chicks. Get them. Use code chicks. Get all the discounts. You are not going to regret it. I promise you. All right. What is in your sack of whack?
All right. Sack of whack today is about University of Michigan Medical School. I don't know if you guys saw this yesterday. It was an induction, the white coat ceremony that they do. You know how people do that? The medical schools do that, where they do the induction ceremony. And they did this Sunday. A bunch of medical students walked out. I don't know if you guys saw this video. I could have sent it to Mock to play, but you can get the gist of it. They walked out in protest of the event's keynote speaker, Dr. Kristen Collier. She's a Michigan faculty member and primary care physician, and she has publicly voiced her opposition to abortion rights. Okay. So they walked out. There was just like a gajillion of these are going to be doctors. They got up and they walked out.
And she didn't even talk about abortion in her commencement address. She didn't even talk about it.
Nope. She just was there and she was speaking, and you would not believe the floods of these students that got up and walked. These are going to be doctors, and they can't sit and listen to this woman talk and have it. Oh, I mean, like you said, she didn't even talk about it, but they couldn't just sit and listen to a fellow doctor get up and talk about something else during this white coat ceremony. Right. I was appalled by that. That's whack, because these are going to be doctors. Like, I thought to myself, I wish I could like figure out who all these people are and then say to myself, self, I never want to go and get care from these doctors, right? Because like, what is wrong with these people if they can't sit and like just hear from another person who happens to be, you know, somebody who believes in the sanctity of life, like
that, as a doctor,
right? As a medical doctor, as a practicing medical doctor, that person, that individual believes in the sanctity of human life, and they have a problem with that, and they walked out. That's whack. That is completely whack. Yeah. And so if you haven't seen it, look for it. It's everywhere. And it just, it's appalling to me. Unbelievable. Yeah.
My God. I mean, what a bunch of babies, right? And these are the people that we're going to be seeking care from in our old age.
Yeah. And our kids and our grandkids are going to be seeking care from. And that makes me terrified. Absolutely terrified.
Wow.
It's crazy. So anywho,
have a great vacation.
That was the sidetrack. You guys bring it in. Bring it in. Remember, we are gone for the next 2 days. We're going to miss you guys. We're going to miss you guys. Yeah. But you know what? We haven't really taken like a checkout vacation in quite some time. I haven't had a family vacation in several years. So I'm kind of looking forward to just spending a couple days with my family and just, you know, maybe not reading the news for like 2 or 3 days. That'll be nice. And then coming back and realizing that America is in fact a dumpster fire. So, you know, but just checking out of that for a couple of days. So that'll be nice. And you guys, I hope you have a fantastic long weekend, and we will definitely be back on Monday, and we will miss you guys. Have a great weekend.
We need to talk about our friends at Acre Gold really quickly, because we like doing it. It's just a nice way to hedge against inflation and kind of build your portfolio and have some diversity in it. All you have to do is visit getacregold.com/chicks. You can start investing right away. And if you tweet or post @get_acre, you have a chance to win a free gold bar. All you have to do is just say, here's why I should be the winner. And then you very well may be the winner. So it's getacregold.com/chicks.
This week on the Federalist Radio Hour.
It's almost impossible for us to know what the exact cost of this like shift, both legally and culturally, but it's really hard for us to know what it is. And it's hard for us to say that's exactly what was happening in Uvalde, but it's likely that this is affecting the way that police do their jobs.
I'm Emily Jashinsky of The Federalist. Subscribe to The Federalist on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.